Chapter 87. Rain was now pelting the ancient dome of Hagia Sophia. For nearly 1,000 years, it had been the largest church in the world, and even now it was hard to imagine anything larger. Seeing it again, Langdon was reminded that the Emperor Justinian, upon the completion of Hagia Sophia, had stepped back and proudly proclaimed, "Solomon, I have outdone thee." Sinsky and Bruder were marching with intensifying purpose toward the monumental building, which only seemed to swell in size as they approached. The walkways here were lined with the ancient cannonballs used by the forces of Mehmet the Conqueror, a decorative reminder that the history of this building had been filled with violence, as it was conquered and then retasked to serve the spiritual needs of assorted victorious powers. As they neared the southern facade, Langdon glanced to his right at the 3 domed silo-like appendages jutting off the building. These were the mausoleums of the sultans, one of whom, Murad III, was said to have fathered over 100 children. The ring of a cell phone cut the night air, and Bruder fished his out, checking the caller ID, and answered tersely, "Anything?" As he listened to the report, he shook his head in disbelief. "How is that possible?" He listened further and sighed. "Okay, keep me posted. We're about to go inside." He hung up. "What is it?" Sinsky demanded. "Keep your eyes open," Bruder said, glancing around the area. "We may have company." He returned his gaze to Sinsky. "It sounds like Sienna Brooks is in Istanbul." Langdon stared at the man, incredulous to hear both that Sienna had found a way to get to Turkey, and also that, having successfully escaped from Venice, she would risk capture and possible death to ensure that Bertrand Zobrist's plan succeeded. Sinsky looked equally alarmed and drew a breath as if preparing to interrogate Bruder further, but she apparently thought better of it, turning instead to Langdon.
"Which way?"
Langdon pointed to their left around the southwest corner of the building. "The Fountain of Ablutions is over here," he said. Their rendezvous point with the museum contact was an ornately latticed wellhead that had once been used for ritual washing before Muslim prayer.
"Professor Langdon,"
a man's voice shouted as they drew near. A smiling Turkish man stepped out from under the octagonal cupola that covered the fountain. He was waving his arms excitedly.
"Professor, over here."
Langdon and the others hurried over.
"Hello. My name is Mirsat,"
he said, his accented English voice brimming with enthusiasm. He was a slight man with thinning hair, scholarly-looking glasses, and a gray suit.
"This is a great honor for me."
"The honor is ours," Langdon replied, shaking Mirsat's hand. "Thank you for your hospitality on such short notice."
"Yes, yes. I'm Elizabeth Sinsky,"
Dr. Sinsky said, shaking Mirsat's hand and then motioning to Bruder.
"And this is Christoph Bruder. We're here to assist Professor Langdon. I'm so sorry our plane was delayed. You're very kind to accommodate us."
"Please think nothing of it," Mirsat gushed. "For Professor Langdon, I would give a private tour at any hour. His little book, Christian Symbols in the Muslim World, is a favorite in our museum gift shop."
"Really?" Langdon thought. "Now I know the one place on earth that carries that book."
"Shall we?"
Mirsat said, motioning for them to follow.